This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. It was Agriculture Day at the Madison County Fair yesterday. The 4-H Beef and 4-H Swine Show kicked off the day at 8 a.m. I talked with Damon Staten, the judge for the 4-H Swine Show.
Yeah, I'm from Carlinville, Illinois there. Not too far from Highland here, but grew up on our farm with family and everybody. My grandpa got us started showing pigs back in the day with my two older brothers, and then the journey's continued on for 23 years now, I can say, because they started before I was even born, I believe. Our family, we like to raise show pigs and Poland Chinas especially. We've had a good lick here the last few years and had a good run at it. Mainly it's a family deal, though. It's enjoyable to be around my brothers and have that opportunity to do it with them and my cousins as well. We've had a blast this summer, and it's been fun to be around them. And along with raising pigs, we raise some corn and soybeans as well, and try to stay busy at all times. I mean, just that's the whole goal in life, stay busy, I guess, I think.
And how'd you get into judging livestock?
Like I said, I grew up within the industry. I grew up showing pigs since I probably could walk, and I just had a passion for it, I believe. I enjoy helping out the youth. I enjoy kind of giving my opinion of how to make hogs better, and sometimes it's right, sometimes it's probably wrong, but at the end of the day, I just like to try and prove things and help the kids out as well. It's all about giving back, and more or less than anything.
And how was the quality of the hogs you saw here today?
Oh, it's Madison County Fair. I mean, this is one of the toughest county fairs in the whole state. I mean, back when I was showing, this is where we came to prep for the state fair. And typically, you got the families here that will show pigs today, but in 2 weeks from now, they're going to go to the Illinois State Fair, and they're going to really compete hard and have a chance to win. I mean, there's probably more champions shown in this show ring than any other county, and that's... It holds true again this year. I mean, quality is deep and continues to be good, and the family and the kids are just as good as the pigs.
And you judge some showmanship classes here today along with the normal market classes. And how do those showmanship classes differ in judging compared to the market classes?
Well, the showmanship, you're not judging the quality of pigs, more or less. I mean, it goes into factor, but you're judging on how the kids present the pigs and get them shown. And you know... Those kids are trying to give the best looks of their hogs. They're trying to maintain good eye contact. They're also trying to just get practice, really. I mean, and showmanship, I believe, doesn't start just today during the show. Showmanship's something that takes place from the time you have that pig in your possession, and you take care of that pig throughout the summer and get them ready for the show. I mean, skin and hair, tameness of the pig. I mean, that's all stuff that gets factored in, and that's something that goes into my mind, that you can tell the kids who really work with their pigs on a 24-hour basis rather than some kids who might sometimes just show up on show day with the pig that maybe they had seen before, but maybe they haven't worked with before.
And what advice would you give to a young 4-H'er or someone who might be interested in 4-H but hasn't gotten involved quite yet?
Go for it. That's my advice. I mean, I always kind of just go for it. And I mean, it's something that will give you a chance to keep going and going places. I mean, 4-H taught me how to get up in front of people and talk. I mean, as a young kid, I talked a lot, but I didn't want to get in front of a public place with a microphone and talk. I probably wouldn't want to do this here, Jamie, but at the end of the day, it allows you to meet so many people. Just 4-H in general allowed me to meet a lot of people, but 4-H and showing pigs allowed me to meet so many people in this industry that I would never have met without it, and maybe it gave me some of the lifelong friendships that people I can call at any point on any time. I mean, I talk to people I show pigs with every day. I talk to somebody that I would never have met without it, and some of the greatest people are within this industry of showing livestock between all species.
The Madison County Fair continues today and tomorrow in Highland. The Open Beef Show is at 10 a.m., and the 4-H Cat Show is at 1:30 p.m. Sunday is the Open Breeding Cattle Show at 8 a.m., and the Open Swine Show is at 8:30 a.m. Be sure to come out to the Madison County Fair. The Hillsboro FFA has several upcoming events at the Old Settlers Car Show in Hillsboro, held on July 29th. The FFA will be hosting a petting zoo located by the courthouse from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The chapter will also be sponsoring a pedal tractor pool with classes for children between the age of 5 and 12. Registration begins at 12:30 p.m. on the north side of the courthouse, with the pools starting at 1 p.m. All who enter will receive 4 ride tickets, and a ribbon for first in each age division will be awarded. August 7th, DeKalb Asgrow has an evening field day starting at 4:30 p.m. Registration for this event will begin at 4 p.m. There will be several areas of agronomy discussed, including integrated solutions, growing season review, top corn and soybean product overview, and an Ask the Agronomist segment. This field day will be held in Golden Gate, Illinois. Dinner will be served following the talks at 6:30 p.m., along with some giveaways. See your DeKalb and Asgrow retailer for more information. There will be a workshop on successful phosphorus management on August 9th at the Carlinville Extension Office. The workshop starts at 9 a.m. and runs through noon. Lunch will be provided, so it is asked you RSVP by August 6th by calling the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District at 217-854-2626, Extension 3. CHS Family Fun Day is August 11th at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. The activities begin at 4 p.m. and include things for all ages. This is a totally free event for employees, customers, and their families. There will be a juggling show, magic show, cowboy show, and dinner. Later in the night, starting at 7:30 p.m., the Glendale Riders will be performing in the beer tent. Camping is also available, and costs will be covered by CHS. To get your tickets, stop by any CHS location or talk to your CHS salesman. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has a cover crop field day on August 16th. The field day will have many industry speakers along with some demonstrations. There will be a lunch served as well, and it is asked that if you would like lunch, that you RSVP by August 6th. You can RSVP by calling 217-532-3361. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.